We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Aggie Coaches Show with Coach Craig Smith, brought to you by Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom, Cache Valley's Pizza and Craft Beer Authority, Macy's, Happy Shopping, Guild Mortgage, Own What Matters, and by Locker 42, your source for Aggie apparel. Live from Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, here's the voice of the Aggies, Scott Girard.
Hey, welcome in. It's another edition of the Craig Smith Coaches Show as we are live here at Old Chicago. Would love for you to come by here in Logan and hang out with us. We'll be here for the next hour. Craig Smith has some obligations that's going to keep him away for the first half hour of the show, but he'll come by and join us. Still plenty of time for you to ask questions and get some insight from Coach. Really excited. Steve Grabowski from the coaching staff, kind enough to hang out with us for the first bit. We'll also chat with Trevin Dorius coming up in our second segment. Steve, how are you, man? Welcome
Doing
to the
great.
Show.
Doing great. Appreciate you having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So this is always fun, and it was really good getting to know some of the guys on the staff from top to bottom. And this is your first year at Utah State. What's that transition been like for you?
Oh, it's been great. I've been here for a little over 7 months now, and it was an easy transition for myself just from the standpoint that I kind of had some relationships with some of the staff members. Coach Smith. A guy that I played for a long time ago, but then when he was a head coach at Mayville State, I was at Minot State, so had that relationship when we had some battles back in the NAIA days. And then,
you played against his teams, huh?
Played against his teams. He was an assistant coach for me my freshman year of college.
Wow.
And so we had some really, really good battles back in those days. And then when he was at South Dakota as well, just being at North Dakota, and there was a connection there just because of the proximity. And then Eric Peterson as well, when he was at Williston State, we went to grad school together. And so there was that connection. Justin Johnson, who's the special assistant, he was a student assistant when I played, and then his brother was a student assistant. So there was a lot of connections, made the transition really easy, and it's been great here so far in Logan.
And that's the thing, too. It's always had like a family-like atmosphere up there with that coaching staff, and that certainly seems to be the case here. These are guys you've known for decades, it seems like.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And then myself being new, and then Kern Walsh, who is our player development, and then our grad assistant, Brandon Ubell, we all came in within the same week, so we kind of had a different dynamic of getting to know each other. And my wife wasn't here yet, and Kern's girlfriend wasn't here, and Brandon's girlfriend, so it was just the three of us, and we kind of had, the coaches were out recruiting. We here in the offices and just getting to know each other. So it's been really good.
So talk about what some of your day-to-day operations are and what you do for the team.
A lot of the behind the kind of scenes stuff, whether it's handling flights, gear, community service, academics, those are kind of some of the main things that I, have my hand in on. And then, just trying to help here and there. Obviously, I can't be on the floor coaching or doing any of that kind of stuff, but can do some film work behind the scenes, getting stuff to some of the assistants.
You know, it's funny, too. You guys have things split up, and sometimes, we'll be on a flight, and things are going smoothly, and I'll see you breathe a sigh of relief, and then Curran starts to get the emotions going, making sure that the hotels are all lined up. And it seems like I can't imagine the pressure on, because we just see, the trains run on time all the time and everything runs pretty smoothly. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes to make sure that, that this team runs at a high level.
Absolutely. And, it's been nice this year because we've had a few charters. So those have been a little bit easier. But anytime you're checking in luggage and making sure every bag arrives and nothing gets left behind, especially when you're going from Jamaica or places like that, or multi-city, like when we went to Houston and then to Fort Lauderdale. So it's, anytime the flight takes off smooth and we land and we have all the bags, it's kind of off my plate from there. And then I pass it on over to Curran and Brandon for, the hotels and that stuff.
What about the film work? What goes on behind the scenes on that?
We all have kind of our own separate jobs that we do. One of the things I track are, drive-bys, blow-bys, defensively. And then I try to watch, just for different things that maybe I see just from a different set of eyes, being somebody new on staff that, maybe just bring a different lens. And so, I do a lot of that. And then with personnel behind the scenes, getting to know who the other teams are that we're going to play. I work with Eric Peterson with that and just try to get him a lot of information on that.
And it's really fascinating. And again, they let me behind the curtain a little bit, and it's really fun to kind of see this operation up close and in person, because frankly, in my opinion, it's a finely run machine. And you guys certainly do a tremendous job. But I also want to talk a little bit about gear too, because kids love the gear, man, and frankly, some of the old dudes love the gear too. Like, talk about what that's like working with some of your partners and making sure that that's up to speed and going it where guys want them to be.
Gear is always it's always a interesting one, from the sense that, like, once you get it, it's a blast. It's kind of like Christmas. You get your shoes, you get all your your shirts and all that kind of stuff. But ordering it, making sure all the right sizes come in, and then making sure, because one shirt might be an XL, and then the next shirt you might be wearing a large, just because they run differently, even within Nike. And so just making sure that everything, especially the players, they have the right sizes, and then making sure the coaches that they have stuff for recruiting and all that. That becomes another kind of job in itself. But it is fun, because you get to kind of pick and put some designs together and work with some different people with that. But there's a lot more to it than just, all of a sudden you see a shirt. It doesn't always just come out like that. You get a blank canvas, and then you kind of got to run with it.
And everybody's got an opinion, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. On shoes, shirts, all that kind of stuff. Everybody's got an opinion.
So were you involved when and Sam's kind of taking credit a little bit for the uniform design. Were you involved in that?
That was all them. That was before I got here. Those uniforms were already designed and everything before I got here. I think I got here like maybe a month after they actually told them what they wanted. I saw the kind of final proofs, but nope. Sam and the guys, I think they pretty much took care of that one.
And it's been out a little bit too, and being promoted that the game coming up, the throwback to the 19, the 50s team. That's got to be fun, too.
That's where we'll be wearing the retro uniforms, kind of commemorating some of those teams from the past. I believe there's four teams being recognized, and so that should be fun. We got a little throwback warm-up top for our guys to wear, so it'll be a lot of fun.
So you brought up something, too, I wanted to touch on a little bit, is the community aspect of your job and some of the things you've done in that respect. What are some of the opportunities that this team has had to kind of outreach to the community?
We've done some things here locally, and then we've done some things kind of on a, I guess, national scale. Here locally, we're working, actually this is a new one, but we're working with a group called Team Impact, and we've got a young man, or a 7-year-old that's he's had some health issues, and he's going to join part of the team. And it's a two-year commitment. He's going to be with us for 2 years. So it's not like something that it's, you know, for a day or two. He's going to be with us, and he's going to get to know the guys and build that bond and that relationship. And so we're excited about that. That should be kicking off here. We're going to do a little signing day with him in April.
That's awesome.
And so that should be really, really cool for him and for the guys. We've also done some stuff here on campus with young kids where we went into, I think it was like the preschool, 4 or 5 years, and they're just amazed at how big these guys are. And so that was a lot of fun. We've done some stuff with special needs here in town, and then we're also going to do a camp here in April with a special needs group, and we're going to have hopefully about 50 to 60 guys and girls from all over the area to come in and do a little two-hour camp for that. When we were on the road, we had an opportunity in Houston to meet with a group called Covenant House, and basically it's 17 to 20-ish year old, you know, young males that are homeless or have foster kids or whatever it might be that are in a tough situation. And they came into the locker room, they watched practice, came to the game down there, and we just kind of hung out with them, and they asked questions and just tried to be an inspiration. And really, we learned a lot as a group, you know, even as a team. Yeah. Not just, you know, we took a lot out of it, not just, you know, they didn't just take stuff away, we did too. So that was awesome. And then this Saturday is our Coaches versus Cancer, and we're kind of representing pediatric cancer. And so we're going to be wearing white shoes with gold laces, and basically just kind of showing, you know, just trying to bring awareness to that, because it is Coaches versus Cancer week, and that's why, you know, kind of the white shoe thing.
We did have a question here as I walked in, and sometimes I get told questions to ask, they did want to know what the tennis shoes were about. Yep. On the coaches, and that's
so
that's
you'll
it.
See that all across college basketball. You see the officials even tonight with the pink whistles. Every staff can kind of, I say, pick and choose which piece of, you know, a lot of us have been affected by cancer and within our families and that sort of thing. And so, you know, you see some of the pink laces or pink shoes. We're doing gold, coach, you know, with Coach Smith, and he's got a, you know, big heart for helping kids. And that's kind of one of our platforms, is to kind of bring awareness and hopefully raise maybe even some funds for pediatric cancer.
I understand you also did some stuff in Jamaica too.
Yeah, we did a little camp down there. That was cool. I burnt my head. You know, it was outdoors. It was like 85, 90 degrees, and was not aware that it was going to be an outdoor camp, and when you're out there for 2 hours baking in the sun, it gets a little hot. So, but it was fun. It was, you know, there's like 100 kids from all over Jamaica, all over the island. They brought in and they just had a blast. They went to different stations. There was different players and coaches and all that there. So it was really cool.
It does seem like, and I'm not trying to compare or contrast here, but it does seem like that's a real point of emphasis for this coaching staff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure every coach wants to do some of that, but it seems like it's a little bit more elevated here.
I mean, it's about serving others and giving back, you know, within your community, you know, on a national level. We've got a platform, and I think, you know, anytime you have a platform like us, you know, you got to use it to your full advantage. And I think that, you know, if we can do as much as possible, you know, it's tough during the season, but, you know, outside the season, if we can, you know, hopefully connect with some kids and you know, have a little bit of a, you know, appeal to that I think it's great.
And then one other one that I'd heard of, you guys were at Air Force.
Yeah.
You had a little extra time. It was a night game, much like yesterday. It was a 9 o'clock game. You had a little extra time. I think you swung over to a kids' hospital.
Yeah,
too.
We went over to the – so a former player is like basically – in charge of running the Colorado Children's Hospitals.
Okay.
And they had a brand new one there in Colorado Springs. And he invited us down, and it was an awesome experience. They you know, it just ranges from what the kids may be dealing with, but we had a chance. There was like six of us that went over there and just hung out and spent time with some kids that were, you know, maybe down a little bit, and their families. And it was a really cool deal. And hopefully next year we can continue on and do that again and even, you know, bring more of the guys.
As you look ahead, are you always kind of on the lookout for opportunities and stuff like that?
Absolutely. You know, there becomes a point where you can only do so much. Like,
exactly.
You can't do something every weekend. But, you know, one of the things you kind of have to, where do you really want to put your time into? And one of the big things for us is just giving back to kids and those in need. And so, you know, if there are things out there in the community that people, you know, have questions or want it, we'd like for you to come here. Feel free, shoot me a text, give me a call, email, whatever it might be. We'll try to do our best.
I love it. And by the way, it's really great seeing these guys in action. It's really fun to see the behind the scenes on how this team comes together, not just on the court but off the court as well. These guys just do a tremendous job. We'll talk more with Steve throughout the evening. Coming up next, though, Trevin Dorius is going to join us. We'll chat with him. He had a great run in last night's win against Air Force. We'll talk about that with him next. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaching Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food. Discount Tire scours the competition to be sure no one beats our deals. Online or in store, we can offer you the lowest price on tires guaranteed. Save on tires for all of your vehicles, plus wheels, shocks, and more. Come see us today, 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield, or online at webtires.net.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Welcome on back. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Steve Grabowski, kind enough to continue on with us as Coach will join us coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. But excited to chat with our next guest, Trevin Dorius, carving out a few moments for us. Thanks for coming down, man. Appreciate
it. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It's always fun to catch up with some of the student athletes here. And I thought you had a great run near the end of that game last night. A couple key rebounds, nice putback opportunity. And it seems like every time you're out there, the confidence just seems to grow and grow. What's it been like for you?
What you're saying about that whole confidence thing, that's really what I'm working at right now. Because as the game goes on, I do start to grow that a little bit more. And yeah. As the season's been going on, it's been improving a lot. So towards the end of our game last night, when things started to flow better for the whole team in general, we all started to feel good. And I think the results of our playing and our confidence really showed there at the end.
I wanted to back up a little bit. If, in case you're unaware of the story of Trevin Dorius, I'll let you kind of walk through it. But you were a walk-on with the previous staff. You go on a mission, and then all kinds of stuff goes on while you're gone. Talk us through what kind of communication you had while you're on your mission and what the conversation was like with the new staff when you got back.
So that right there, I think, is a miracle in and of itself. So I served my mission in Arizona, and when I had about 2 to 3 months left, I got an email from Coach Peterson. He was like, hey, I'm Eric Peterson. I'm one of the coaches at Utah State. We know that you were here before you left, and we really just want to get to know you and see if you have a place here on our team. And that was kind of weird for me because I was like, oh, see if I have a place on the team. Oh, shoot. Like, I thought that was like a given,
yeah.
But it really wasn't. And so as we're getting close to the end, I kept talking to Petey, and he was really like my only contact with Utah State. And then as we got closer, he started setting up a time for me and my family to come up and meet him, meet the rest of the coaches, and revisit Utah State. And, you know, that was really cool because he was really one of the only ones that was putting forth effort to get me to come play, you know. And it was – there's just something special about that, something special about people wanting you to come. And so I decided to come back here to Utah State after a visit and just hanging out with the coaches for a day and – seen some of my old friends from my original year here, whatever you want to call that one. And I don't know, it's been great ever since.
So, you know, it's got to be weird, though, because, you know, you're on your mission. You know, there's a coaching change, and the team has success, but you're not exactly sure, you know, what the situation is going to be like when you get back. I mean, that's got to be a little worrisome as a player as to where you're going to go play basketball.
Yeah, so that was definitely something to consider. I didn't know any of the coaches, but at the same time, they didn't know me. So I feel like we were just sort of taking a gamble on each other. And I feel like it's been working out good for both of us.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, too, because I remember talking to the coaching staff during the summer, and they said, you know, hey, we got this guy here, and he's really developing nicely, and it was like a blank canvas for us. We didn't know exactly what we had, and it's starting to really come together. What is it about your game that you feel like really, especially initially, really, you know, kind of attracted those coaches, thinking like, yeah, this is a guy we can really work into the rotation?
I don't want to speak for them, but from my perspective, I think really what basketball comes down to is if you're willing to make the extra play, if you're willing to move your feet a few more times, if you're willing to jump higher than the other guy, if you're willing to outrun and out-rebound and just work harder. And I feel like that's something that I'm able to do, and I feel like that's something that they saw.
So let's back up even a little further. We're doing this show. The timelines are all over the place. So we'll back up even a little bit further and talk about how you grew up, where you grew up, and what high school and high school basketball was like for you.
All right. So I grew up in Heber City, Utah. It's about 2 hours south of here. And my high school basketball career was what, like atypical? Is that a word you
use? Yeah, that works.
Yeah,
sure.
We'll use that.
Yeah.
Like my sophomore and junior year, I had this awful growing pain and knee and tendonitis going on. So honestly, I didn't really play a lot of high school basketball my sophomore and junior year. And then the summer of my junior year, I decided that if I was going to make a career out of it, I was going to have to go play club ball. So I played for UBC down in Utah County and in Salt Lake. And, you know, that was the first time I've ever been exposed to anything more than high school basketball. And my high school basketball team wasn't anything special. We had some good players.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We did okay. We were probably just above average all 4 years I was there. But playing competitive basketball, playing for UBC, I met a lot of cool people. I started making those connections. And even that, as we were talking about before, it really built that confidence for me going into my senior year. And so my senior year, I had some of the best basketball I've ever played. And I feel like I started to learn my place as I was a big guy. I mean, even in Utah, I was one of the bigger guys that was playing. We were playing 4A at the time. And there wasn't really anyone that matched that. And so I was like, I need to learn how to use that. And so that's one thing that I worked on. And
so you are a legit 7-footer.
Yeah.
Did you hit that in high school?
No, I was 6'10 my senior year of high school.
So added a couple more inches on the mission then?
Yeah.
Your parents tall? I mean, where'd you get the height from?
Yeah, so my daddy's 6'5". You know, I like to call that, like, it's like regular tall. You know, when you look at him, you're like, that's a regularly tall guy.
Yeah.
And then my mom is 6'3", and she's a little taller. You know, like, that's not so much a regular tall woman. That's just it's a really tall woman. And then her dad, so my grandpa, is 6'7". So I got it more from their side.
Okay.
Just bigger. And then my dad's side definitely helped a lot. So, my parents are tall. I came about it, honestly. And so...
So once you hit 6'5", 6'6", then it's like, okay, we got something here.
Yeah, so I did that about my freshman year, and that was weird.
Yeah.
You know? That was a weird thing to do. It's because everyone was smaller. All my friends were smaller. All the girls were smaller. It made me a little self-conscious. But, you know, I think they like it, actually. So,
well, I think that everybody wants to have the tall guy, you know, in their group.
Yeah.
In case, you know, it's intimidating.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You get in trouble. Hey, look, this guy's here. You really want to mess with that? But, you know, it's interesting because as you look at – you know, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure, like, oh, you play basketball, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You just, you know, you're tall, you play basketball, and it sounds like it's something you had to kind of grow into as opposed to something you were, you know, just thrown into right out of the gate.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing I'm thankful for, to be able to say, yeah, I do play basketball. I play basketball for Utah State. But, you know, they'll ask that. And that is, you're right, it's not something that I was really grown into it. I was just thrown into it.
Is it something you really enjoyed, like right out of the gate? Was it immediately like I love this game?
I love basketball. No, mm-mm. It was something like my dad. He played basketball at Snow, and so growing up, he was always like, "Hey, let's go play basketball. We're gonna go shoot in the mornings." He was my coach in like third and fourth and fifth grade because that's what college basketball dads do. You know, they're just like, "I'm gonna be a coach." I miss it a little bit. And then through middle school, it was always just like, oh, I'm going to make my dad proud. And then in high school, I had all these knee pains and stuff, and so it just hurt. So it really wasn't until my senior year when I was like, I actually enjoy this, and I'm kind of good at it, and I want to get better at this.
Was the pains due to the growing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, so let's talk about the game last night. I thought you played really, really well. And obviously as a 7-footer, you're going to cause a lot of issues when teams try to get into the paint and they try to attack the rim, defense, rebounds, obviously your specialty at that point. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you're coming along in those regards?
I think I'm coming along great. I need to realize that I'm still pretty big. I don't need to be all up in someone so they can drive by. Like I'm long. I can cover people more effectively than I think I can. So it's just really coming to terms with that and getting a better feel for it. And as I'm playing more and even in practice, it's really cool playing against, not just playing against, but playing with Nimi. You know, he's showing me and he's teaching me. He's like, hey, take a step back, keep your arm up. He's like, they're not going to drive past you and you're still going to be able to block a shot. I was like, oh, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so just like getting that experience has been helping me out a lot.
And I got to imagine too, Nimi's a great teacher. You know, and Quinn Taylor was a great teacher for Nimi. I mean, you've got a lot of great support staff there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Trevin Dorey is kind enough to join us as we continue on with the coaches show. Craig Smith will join us coming up here momentarily, but Steve Grabowski is still with us. And Steve, I got to imagine this is a good group of dudes, man.
Oh, it's been a blast to be around everybody. And you know, the team is so tight knit and that's been a lot of fun because, you know, you, some years you have those teams where, you know, just, you're not clicking and this group is really fun to be around. They're, you know, whether it's in the locker room, joking around on the trip, you know, to Jamaica or whatever it is, it's a really good group to be around.
And that's not always the case, as you mentioned.
No, not always the case. And it's also nice when you don't have to, you know, worry about guys getting into trouble and all that kind of stuff. You know, they do a great job of, you know, kind of policing themselves. And it's a really, really mature group that likes to still have some fun. And you kind of have to have that. You know, you can't just go through the entire season without it. This has to be fun for them as well. Obviously, there's a business aspect. But you got to have fun. You got to enjoy what you're doing, kind of like what Trevin said. He kind of developed there late in his career, and hopefully he's doing that right now. I think it looks like he's having a lot of fun out there, you know, rebounding and doing all that stuff.
Well, you know, the thing is, Trevin, you know, you come into a locker room that had a lot of success last year with some key figures, and it feels like they kind of welcomed you with open arms too.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the coolest things, you know, coming back, and not one of them, from my perspective, really looked down on me because I wasn't a part of the crew last year. You know, it was always like, this is what we did last year, and with your help, we're going to be better. And it was one of the coolest things for me.
What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish the rest of the season? How do you want your game to improve?
Well, as much as we might all love it, Nimi's not going to play all 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I want to be able to, when Nimi's out, I can be able to perform to the same caliber that Nimi can. So there's never like a missed beat or a skip. And as we do that, the momentum will continue. When Nimi comes back in, he's going to play even better. Then when I come back in, I'm going to play even better. So I just need to be more effective, scoring around the basket, continue to get rebounds, and make it so that their big guys and their guards can't score anywhere near us when we're in.
One thing that Coach mentioned about you is you got a little edge. Do you play angry? Do you feel like you've got an angry streak in you?
Yeah.
Does that come from mom or dad?
Oh, probably my mom. I don't remember my dad getting angry. So probably my mom.
How hard is it to sometimes keep those emotions in check?
It's hard because, like, for me, everyone's different. But for me, you got to find a balance of that guy ticked me off. I'm going to show him that I'm better. You know, like that sort of anger, it's fueling and it's invigorating. It gets you going. It gets you over the whole selfish thing. Like, you're out there to work hard. And so keeping it in check is difficult because you want to have your clear mind, you want to play confidently, and you don't want to play carelessly. So working through all those things to make sure that you're fundamentally sound, but you're going to work your best and you're going to work effectively is where you got to find that sweet spot.
All right, one other thing I'd like to do, and I've had a couple of people always ask me to ask this question because we want to get to know you not only as a player but as a student and as a person as well. I know you want to play this game for a long, long time, yeah. But what are you kind of working on towards in school and eventually whenever you hang up the sneakers? You know, what do you want to be when you grow up, Trevin?
What do I want to be? So right now I'm working on my business management degree.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure what kind of career options that opens up. I mean, I don't know. I've always, for the last like year or so, I thought it'd be the coolest thing to be a firefighter. I don't know how that works either. So if anyone just sees me in Walmart or at Angie's, just let me know how that works.
A 7-foot
firefighter. Give me some
advice,
right? Like yeah. It would work.
I think that's an advantage.
I don't need
a
ladder. No? I just spray up there. Like, it'd be awesome.
I think you're onto something there.
Right?
Hey, man, appreciate coming by. That was
awesome.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Trevin Dorius, give him a round of applause. Great member of this Utah State basketball team. Great representative of Utah State. Take a quick break. Come back. Craig Smith will be hopefully joining us here pretty soon. If not, Steve and I will continue to get you ready for Utah State basketball as the Aggies get set for a big one coming up against Colorado State this weekend. It's Aggie basketball from Learfield, IMG College.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Blue Square Restaurants has all your favorite food options in one convenient location. Stop by and choose from a variety of eateries, including Bull's Head Grill, Morty's Cafe, and Aggie Chocolate Factory. The surplus of seating options allows you to relax on your own or get together with all of your friends. Blue Square Restaurants is located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. See you there. Go Aggies!
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships, online at LHMauto.com.
Need tires but are short on cash? No problem. Come see your friends at Discount Tire. We offer lots of financing options. We have layaway or take advantage of 6 months no interest, AOC. But wait, do you have no credit or bad? Well, we can still help get you up to $3,000 on Snap Finance, no credit needed. 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield. Or visit us online at webtires.net.
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 30% federal tax incentive, so it is now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
Welcome on back. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And joining us now, he's the head coach of the Utah State Aggies, Craig Smith. Coach, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, a round of applause for Trevin Dorius. How great is he? And Steve Grabowski, all the way from Poland. We're going to do a show, hopefully, at some point where we have I think it would be the Four Stooges, Steve Grabowski, Justin Johnson, Kern Walsh. Is Kern's over there. Oh, and there's Steve's wife, right? Yep. And Kern can introduce that someone else that's sitting right by him. So who am I missing? Oh, and Brandon Eubel. We can get the Four Stooges going, and that would be pure entertainment. When they first moved, Steve was a bachelor for a while. Steve Kern and Eubel, and then. Well, I won't go any further. Sorry, we have a limited amount of time.
Yeah,
we can save that when the Four Stooges get on the show together. But and then we could do it with our four student managers.
Yeah, because
that'd be a real trip.
I would
Ryan,
agree with that.
Ryan Jansen, Nate Dogg, and missing somebody. How can I miss somebody? And Mitch, of course, Mitch. Oh, Carl's here too. Carl, our trainer. Let's give Carl a round of applause. Carl's been the busiest man in show business.
Yeah, that guy, that guy's earned his money there.
Yes, he has.
And by the way, and got a spectacular airtime on TV last night with the suit, too. The suit game was on point for Carl.
I like when he wears that suit. It's treated as well.
Well, I will say this. You play like you did last night. You're not going to let him wear anything else to a game but that suit because you guys had a tremendous game last night against Air Force.
Thanks. It was I feel like the last three games, with the exception of about 3.5 minutes, we played very good basketball on both sides of the ball. We were excellent last night on defense, just watching the game again, holding the team to 29%. And we were on point with all of our stuff. And we were just very, very sound, very disciplined, and one and done for the most part on the offense, eliminating them from offense rebounds. And then we got in a good rhythm the second half. We shot 50% from the field. Even Nimi hit a three early in that game. It was good to see Diogo go 3 for 6 from the three. Brock Miller made 3 threes and had, he was 3 for 9, but what, 2 or 3 other were just literally down and out, And so you can sense that we're starting to do some things well right now, and hopefully it'll continue into Saturday night.
I do need to ask, when you see Nimi launch a three, what's going through your brain at that point?
We do a shooting drill in practice where all of our guys shoot. Like we're not, I mean, obviously we divide in practice our big guys and our guards and separate that, but we do a lot of our skill stuff. We're big into skill development, and we do a lot of skill development where our big guys are working on two ball dribbling in what we call two ball passing. And then we do some shooting stuff where, our guards are shooting threes, but we have our big shooting threes, and just to stretch their game, develop a comfort level with that. And you can tell Nimi made 1 3, maybe 2 threes last year.
Two. Yeah.
And that's one thing, he's really, with the injury, he has become a better shooter. Where was it? Boise, late in the second half, he made a face-up 17-footer. Now, is that something that we want to be a go-to? But those are both standstill rhythm shots.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that he'll eventually add to his game at a consistent level. I'm not saying he's quite there at this point.
But it was funny because I was watching, I see him shoot, and then I look at you because you're standing right in front of us, and there wasn't any grimace or anything like that, and it goes down, you fist bump, and off we go. And it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, in that shooting drill that we do, 3s and 2.5 minutes, we've talked a lot about Justin Bean, and Justin sitting over here right now, and how much his three-point shooting has really improved. And you can see it now again. He's made two. I think he made two.
Back.
Have you made two threes in the last three games?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, back-to-back game. Did not make one last night, but the other two.
Yeah, back-to-back. Yeah. And we feel good about Justin shooting that shot. And sometimes I need to tell him that more. I think I told him that, was it right before the Nevada game maybe? Like, Justin, when you're open, like, that's a good shot for you, and it's a rhythm shot. And Justin's a guy that we've said here on the show that – early when we started that drill, he would be in the 18 to 22 range, and now he's consistently, 32 to 36. And Nimi right now is around that 18 to 22 range. So that's not a – 18 to 22 is not a good number, but there certainly can be a lot worse.
Yeah. And then, the thing is, I thought that team played so well. Obviously coming off a disappointing game against Boise State, and I don't want to diminish, the last 3 minutes, but – I thought you guys looked so good and fresh and healthy, for lack of a better term, over the last two games. That week off in between Nevada and Boise, I think, really served you well.
It did. And first of all, I want to apologize for being here not 30 minutes late. I wasn't going to be here tonight. My 10th grade boy plays at Green Canyon High School, and they're playing Skyview. So it's kind of a big game, and I'm kind of the new guy. So I just watched my son play a JV game. He played his best game since he's been in Utah. So I was fired up to be there. And now I'm going to hustle back right after to go catch him play in the varsity. But at the same time, we have a tough loss to Boise, and you got to face the music. You know what I mean? And that's why I made sure I was here for that. And that was I thought we played as good a game as we did as we have all year for 36 and a half minutes. And then kind of the perfect storm. And there's a lot of things. Well, coach, what have you done something different? Yeah, I did a lot of stuff different. In hindsight, or I shouldn't say a lot, there's a few things. We needed to execute some things better.
Yep.
You know, we fouled on a three. We didn't get to a shadow. There was a few different things at the same time. Like, I wish we would have did some different things that I can control, you know, no question. But at the same time, you got to give them credit. That number 10 kid who had scored 15 points since Christmas, you know, had 18 in the last three and a half, roughly, I think 18 in the last three and a half minutes. And that's unfortunate. But here's what I'll tell you. And it's very, very disappointing. And we don't take losing lightly, certainly. But that was the longest bus ride I think I've ever been a part of. Coming home, you're trying to sleep, but there's no way you're sleeping. You're pretending to sleep, but you're not. You try to watch film, but that wasn't real easy to do. And so you don't get a whole lot of sleep. And I know the guys are in the same boat, but you know what? I wish I had that quote. I guess I do. I think I read it on the post game last night. And it's easy to be all happy and, you know, everything's going great. And, oh, you know, when things are going well. But I saw this quote on Monday, and it's the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in, or a person is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And sports is such a great metaphor for life. And, you know, we're wearing our tennis shoes or sneakers last night to signify coaches against cancer. And there's so many things in life that just hit you blindsided or straight on, and you know exactly what we're saying, and we all have been a part of it. And so how do you respond to that? You find out what kind of metal you have and what kind of spine and backbone that you have. And our guys came in, obviously a little down, but nobody pointed for nobody, and regathered. We had a great practice on Sunday and an unbelievable practice on Monday. And I just think that says a lot about the group of guys that we had. And we didn't flinch and had a great game yesterday, and we got to continue it forward Saturday and then the next game and the next game and just keep on climbing and keep getting better every day out.
We do have the mic. If you got a question for Coach, raise your hand. We'd love to hear from you if you got any questions for Coach, and we can certainly work those in. But what I thought was really good in, frankly, the last couple of games, and I pointed this out to you on the post-game show, is Namiyah Cade is diving for loose balls. He's all over the court, and it just get a sense that he's trusting that body a lot more over these last few games.
Well, it's easy to see, I would say, since the Air Force. We're a different team than we were 2 weeks ago in Air Force. It's easy to see if you watch us. It's easy to see how much progression Nemi has made. You know, Justin had a – I'm not sure he should have even been playing, quite frankly, but, he had a really bad, a tough injury against UNLV. He'll never tell you that. Of course, he's the guy that also has played with his teeth knocked in two different times when he got him surgically repaired and, you know, a broken nose. And I kind of like when he has the broken nose and those things coming out of his nose. I kind of like when Sam's got the black eye. You know, I think it's a good look. Like, I want to just paint the black eye on Sam.
There you go.
It gives him a little extra look like some MMA fighters. It's a good thing. And so, speaking of MMA fighters, wait till you see Marco Anthony. He looks like an MMA guy. I wouldn't want to be in the ring with that guy. Anyway, we get off track. But what was the question again? So we're getting – you can see, like, we're moving way back. I did 2 weeks ago. We look way more athletic.
Yeah.
The tip dunk that Justin almost had last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he would have had it, but then he tried to cock it back a little – with just a little extra something.
A little showmanship.
And then he airballed
there.
The dunk. Is, I think, what happened. Is that right, Beaner? Yeah, is that right, Rhino? Ryan, you've let him hear it the whole day, haven't you? Yeah. So – So anyway, you know, this is the time you want to be playing your best basketball all year. It's difficult. You know, you look back to our non-conference LSU has only lost four games now. North Texas has won a bunch of games in a row. Florida now has become a, you know, we have two quad one wins. So, and St. Mary's is obviously doing well. BYU, so we've scheduled right. We've gotten better. We just got to keep on climbing. We had certainly some bumps in the road, and we don't know what the future is going to hold. But we're just going to go out there and do our best on a day-to-day basis and see what happens.
Take your final break. Come back. We'll talk Colorado State with Coach coming up next. You're listening to Aggie Basketball, the Craig Smith Coaches Show, live here at Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Blue Square Restaurants has all your favorite food options in one convenient location. Stop by and choose from a variety of eateries, including Bull's Head Grill, Morty's Cafe, and Aggie Chocolate Factory. The surplus of seating options allows you to relax on your own or get together with all of your friends. Blue Square Restaurants is located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. See you there. Go Aggies!
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships, online at LHMauto.com.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
You know, for the lowest prices guaranteed, come to Discount Tire and Automotive. But did you know we also offer many other services, such as oil changes, emissions, alignments, car maintenance, and much, much more. Make your tire and service reservations online anytime at webtires.net or see us at 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All right, welcome all back. You're listening to Greg Smith Coaches Show, final segment as Utah State gets a little bit of a break. Kind of helpful, too. I mean, you know, you don't like playing Saturday, Tuesday, but it does kind of benefit you a little bit when it's Tuesday all the way to Saturday, so you get a little extra day to prepare. Colorado State in action later on tonight, but maybe outside of San Diego State, they're probably the second hottest team in the league right now.
Yeah, they're playing really, really well. They got a young team. Nico Garbaccio is obviously a returning all-league guy and anchors them. 6'10", really stuck together, can score it in a lot of different ways. He's an excellent passer as well, so they utilize him in a lot of different ways. They have a point guard who is very talented and can play about anywhere in the country, Isaiah Stevens. He's number four for them. He's leading them in scoring right now, and he's a guy that can shoot the three, excellent pull-up game, gets to the rim, and he is jet quick. He can really, really move. They have another freshman, David Roddy, who is starting to play more and more for them. And I think it's not a coincidence that once he started playing more that they're starting to win a little bit more. And he's just I think he's 6'6", 6'7", but he's like 245. I mean, he looks like I think he was All-State in football in the state of Minnesota. I think he was Mr. Basketball, and he was a really good track athlete. So he's a very versatile guy. He could have played football anywhere in the country as well. And Adam Thistlewood can really, really shoot it. Kendall Moore is a sophomore for them. He's just – he is super fast. So basically they're always playing two point guards on the floor, and they are fast and quick and athletic. Against New Mexico, they just beat Air Force at Air Force on Saturday, and the game before that they beat New Mexico at home. And if I'm not mistaken, they were 19 for 26 from the three, which, you know, it took us about five games to make 19 threes for yep. for one stretch. So they push the pace. They're much improved overall as a team. And I, you know, their coach and I worked together at Colorado State. We're assistants together. And at the media day, they were picked ninth. And of course, you know, the year before we were picked ninth. And I told Nico, I said, Nico, you can't fool me. There's no way in the world you guys are finishing ninth, you know, this year. I know the talent that you guys have, but I did tell him, I said that ninth seed isn't a bad spot to be in the preseason, speaking from experience. So they're very, very good. They've won four in a row. They're playing their best right now, and it should be a heck of a game.
Yeah, you go back to Nico Carvacho and the game last year in Logan. I remember you told me a little bit post-game that you would challenge Nimi, saying, hey, this guy's a high-level big man in this league. Are you going to be able to step up? And that was – I mean, there were a lot of coming-out parties for Nimi, but that was certainly one of them and how he played against Colorado State.
In our first game. Yeah. Yes, he was really, really good, and that was one of it. St. Mary's, he was really good, but that was a big one for him. And I think that's the game where he stole the ball on the opposite side of our bench in the first half and, you know, took – 2.5 dribbles or whatever it was and came all the way down and just dunked on a guy. I was like, oh, you know, the whole gym was like, oh,
yeah.
You know, it was one of those moments that just really happened. And he was really, really good. And then Carvacho, and he did a great job defensively, as did our team, because it's hard to guard him one, like just with one guy. And then at their place, he had a whale of a game. Nico did.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a heavyweight fight in the paint with all of our bigs. I mean, their bigs are very good. Their fours and fives. I like our fours and fives, I think, are very good. I saw Trevin, I thought, was really good last night. That last 8 minutes of the game, I thought he was dynamite. And so it's been fun to see the progression, but it's going to be a physical, rugged game, I have the feeling.
I did have a question. I get a list of questions coming in from people that may not want to ask you, per se. So I say I'll relay it on. Abel Porter picked up three fouls in the first half. Did not see the court in the second half. Is it the fouls or is it just the game's rolling and you go with who's out there on the court?
Well, I thought he was good right away, and he got the two fouls post. You know, we were switching one through four on the Princeton stuff, and we got really destroyed in the paint at their place and specifically off of post touches. So that was a monster emphasis for us last 2 days. And you know, it's one of those things where it's a tug of war. And guys are rapping, and it's who's rapping first. So you got those two quick ones. And as you guys can see, most nights we play our guys, because I think so many times coaches get really almost too tentative and don't play them, and then they end up with three fouls. And it's like, well, so played him out there. And obviously he got his third. And he's been having a lot of back issues for quite some time. And he got drilled in the Boise game. I don't know if you remember that, where he was flinching pretty hard, and he pulled himself out. For a while, and so it just got to be the point. He had three. We knew we weren't going to start him, start second half, and then just the way we were playing, just roll with it, and he can get a little extra rest at the same time.
And I thought Diogo handled the point guard position really well.
He did well. I thought him and Sam kind of by committee, and Sean, we play Bairstow. Yeah. We're not afraid to play him at the point either, so they all have kind of different strengths playing the point. And then some of it is we've been playing a lot more, running a lot more sets lately than we had been for maybe quite some time, and so then you got to play the guys that know the right spots, because we do have a lot of sets that we run. And so Diogo's like a brainiac out there, so is Sam, and Sean is really coming a long way, and you're still a freshman, but you can just see the improvements and confidence exuding out of him.
If you watch Sean, and don't look at the stat line, but just watch the way he played last night, I thought he played really well.
Played fantastic. When we got in the locker room, we don't spend a lot of time on individual stuff. You know, with our team, it's There's things that a lot of guys on our team, I love guys that make winning plays that don't always show up in the stats that are immeasurable. Justin is one of those guys. But Sean is one of those guys. He's an excellent passer. He didn't score last night, but his pace to the game, his length is fantastic, and he's got a bright, bright future for the Aggies.
And by the way, congratulations to Sam Merrill, only the fourth player in Utah State history to get to 1,900 points. I mean, that's a remarkable career.
It's incredible, and think if he was selfish.
Yeah.
You know what he could do, and playing in the Mountain West Conference, and every night that dude's got the best defenders on him. And I don't know where he is in assists, but I think he's top five in assists as well. To be top five in scoring and assists is quite remarkable for anybody at any level.
Well, Coach, appreciate it. Go enjoy that varsity game go Green Canyon, right?
That's right. Yep. Go. I don't know. What are they? The Wolfpack, I think. But go Aggies. Thanks, everyone, coming out. We'll see you on Saturday night.
Utah State, Colorado State. Remember, late tip-off, 8 o'clock, pregame show at 7:30 right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
This has been the Aggie Coaches Show with Coach Craig Smith, brought to you by Ford. Go further. H&R Block. Block has your back. New York Life. Be good at life. And by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, Cache Valley's Pizza and Craft Beer Authority. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.